Beloved radio friends, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, we greet you again, giving you a hearty welcome to the ministry of God's holy and His precious Word. We trust that the subject before us in this week's messages will be blessed to every saint and also to many sinners as we continue speaking upon the great theme, salvation and security in Christ. Can I repeat the subject again? Salvation and security, where? In Christ. Let me emphasize those last two words. For where can I be sure of my salvation? Where can I be secure? The answer is obvious, only in Christ. And we have particularly emphasized, there is a threefold work upon which my soul can rest by faith relative to my salvation and security for time and also for eternity. We have noted the first fact, telling what Christ has done for me upon that work which He did upon the cross when He first came to the earth to fulfill the work of redemption for the salvation of the world. My soul by faith rests. Well did the poet write, and I sing it with joy, my faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living One, His wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. My faith rests upon the finished work of Calvary's cross for the redemption, the salvation of my soul. Saying with the poet again, I do believe, I have believed that Jesus died for me, that on the cross He shed His blood from sin to rest to set me free. But also, my faith rests not only upon His finished work at Calvary, but upon His unfinished work in heaven above, what He is now doing for me. And then, as we shall see later in the will of the Lord, my faith rests upon what He will yet do for me in the future, according to the promises of His precious Word. From beginning to the end, my salvation is of the Lord. Now we have noted in our preceding message of the day before, what Christ is doing for me in part. We have noted two great facts. In heaven above, He is doing a work that is continual. There in heaven above, in the presence of God, He maintains and sustains everyone who believes upon Him as their Savior. We found Him to be our living intercessor. Paul, writing by the Spirit, to say, He is there, wherefore He is able to save to the uttermost, meaning to the completion of the end. Completely, them that come to God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. Yes, the poet well wrote the words, I have a Savior. He's pleading in glory, a dear loving Savior, though earth friends may be few. And what a joy to know my Savior prays for me. My beloved Christian friend, will you not take it into your own heart? He prays for you every day too, constantly. And you can read the 17th chapter of John, and you'll read the substance of the character of the prayer of the Lord Jesus for His own in heaven above. And one thing that He prays in that chapter, I pray that none of them shall be lost. And if you believe that you can get lost, my Christian friend, then you don't believe that your Savior knows how to pray. My beloved, believe He does. And then we also noted that He's my great high priest in heaven, touched with the feelings of my infirmities. In every time of need, whether I face the testings of the world, the testings of the flesh, the testings of the devil, I can call upon Him at the throne of grace for help above, and I must never fail to seek my Savior's help and call upon Him immediately in every time of need. But then we go on to another blessed fact regarding that work of Christ in heaven that he is now doing. He is my perfect advocate with the Father in heaven above. Let me read and quote the words of John as he wrote to the children of God's family. But if any man or anyone should sin, we have an advocate, meaning one who will intercede for us with the Father. It is Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the propitiation or the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Now may I point out very carefully, clearly, we have first noted that in heaven, he is my great intercessor. We have noted second, he is my great high priest. Now here we have a third fact. He is my great advocate. Now why do I need him as an advocate? What is this special ministry for me that is being done in heaven by my Savior? Now the word advocate is the same word that is translated in the Gospel of John, chapter 14 and 15 and 16, as the word comforter, where there it refers to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit within the believer on the earth is present to manage my affairs while here below. But in the Epistle of John, where we have just read from, I learned that Christ is my advocate with the Father in heaven, managing all my affairs there. Please may I give you that blessed thought? A precious double truth. I as a believer, you as a believer, my fellow Christian, you have the presence of the Holy Spirit, the present comforter within your heart, down here upon the earth, in order to help manage your affairs down here. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. But in the Epistle of John from which we have read, I find that I have a comforter, the same word, in heaven, taking care of my affairs in heaven. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Why do I need the Savior there in such a capacity? 'Tis because I have an accuser. I have one who will take every opportunity to challenge God for his grace and his love to me. And when I sin, and that's what John writes about, if any believer sin, my adversary the devil brings an accusation against me before God. And is he not called the accuser of our brethren in Revelation chapter 12, verse 10? Yes, 'tis then that my advocate with thy sin, my advocate pleads the eternal efficacy of his propitiatory work for me, reminding God that all my sins are under the shelter of his precious blood. Listen, my friend, when I took the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, and that is 72 years or more ago, all my sins, past, present, and future, were put under the shelter of his precious blood. Now let me prove it. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Now does that little word all mean it? It certainly does. So when I may, and God forgive, and may I confess it quickly and get right with the Father, but when I may sin, though the accuser roars and challenges God for saving that sinner, my Lord Jesus said, Father, I plead. I'm the advocate. I'm the lawyer. I represent that person. That person put their trust in my sacrifice. And he's under, and she is under the shelter of my precious blood. So as my advocate with the Father, he represents me there. For we have an advocate with the Father, and are not again, I say, my sins under his precious blood? Absolutely. And no penalty in eternity can be imposed upon me, because Christ has satisfied God forever on my behalf. And the moment I may sin and do sin, though the act will not sever my relationship with God, I confess, yet it does break the happy fellowship between me and my Father. And then I should make confession immediately, as First John 1:9 declares. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, thank God, fellowship can be restored quickly. But thank God my advocate does not wait for my confession. He pleads for me. The very moment that Satan accuses, the Lord Jesus is there, pleading on my behalf before His and my Father. And what a protection that is for me. Ah, you may wonder why Satan has access to heaven to accuse God's saints, but it's certainly in the Scripture. But may I remind you, the day's coming when he's going to be thrown out completely. But no accusation by Satan, no accusation by men, can rob me of my eternal salvation. Praise the Lord. My advocate pleads this finished work of propitiation to silence all the accusers. There is no condemnation. There is no accusation. There is no separation for my soul from the God who has saved me through the blood of His dear Son, whom I am trusting. Please may I repeat the theme of our messages of the week. Salvation and security. Where? In Christ. My beloved, let me say, the one who saved you when you trust Him is the one who alone can keep you, for He is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the throne of God. Oh, what blessed assurances these are for your soul and mine, my fellow believer. But I would speak a word in closing to my unsaved listeners. Don't you want to be saved? The greatest thing you have need of today, if you're without Christ, is the salvation of your soul and the security of it. And I want to tell you something. Eternal security is better than social security. And I'm sure you will agree. But I pray earnestly, salvation and security may be the possession of every listener through the work of Christ alone, both on the cross and in heaven above. Blessed Father, what can we say? Pray only that the Spirit of God will sanctify and bless the truth presented to saint and sinner for the glory of our Lord Jesus. Blessing of saints, salvation of sinners in His worthy name. Amen.